Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and this is the Friday show. It's Friday, so it's almost the weekend, or for many of you, it probably is the weekend. Don't know, wait a minute now. Let's see, it's 2 o'clock here on the West Coast, so it would be 5 o'clock on the East Coast. So those on the East Coast, you're kind of bumping into the weekend, ready to have some fun. Good for you. Wow. We got some time left here. I got some things to do after I'm done here. So, okay, I put the messenger.info, as you know, when I talk to you, these readings are, those peering into your future things are supposed to be really kind of limited, and if you want more of an extended version of it, you can contact me at the messenger or Facebook, however you want to reach me. Yes, my contact information is all there. And then we can do more of an extended version. And I do have a special right now, which I'm not going to get into the whole commercial plug. Or if you want to go there yourself, I'll take you there. And that's kind of a cool guided meditation, little principles of hypnotherapy. And we can take you there, being spirit and I. And see, you can see it for yourself. So that's all part of that special thing. And if you're interested in doing that, love to help you with it. Okay, what do we get? I got some articles. I got a lot of callers. So perhaps I will do some of the callers. But I have a great article. You know, it's getting close to wintertime. Our immune systems need to be bumped up a little bit because of the weather change and the in and the out and the hot and the cold. So I have a great article about foods that you can eat that boost your immune system. Yeah, a little. And then I got an article about happiness and something else. So, but let me take a call. So, am I saying so a lot? I don't mean to so a lot here. Word whispers. When I studied this in college a long time ago, they always warned us about word whispers, like you know and so and okay, to avoid those. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so I go, okay. So let me take some calls. I got a 916-562-443, a 111, and a 608. I think that's the order of people came in. So just hang in there. I'll get to everybody. I will get to you. I promise. Hello.
Hi. Thank you very much. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy. How are you? Have we talked before?
We did. And
you sound familiar.
Yes. And I let you know that I finally got a job through a temp agency at a major cell phone company, and I'm supposed to start on Monday. However, the local news has stated that call center is closing in January, and it was supposed to be temp to hire. So,
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Why?
It's not going to affect you in the long run. Okay. I see you still working after January. Okay. Just relax.
Okay.
Don't put the cart before the horse, right? Don't create the problem before it's a problem. No, you'll be okay. You really will. I mean, I'm trying to give you your future, and I know you're concerned. Just do it. You'll be fine. You will continue to work.
And will the next job be permanent?
You will have. No, I was just about ready to say that for you. Okay, I was going to say that you will have permanent employment early next year. I see you permanently. Yeah, it's. I don't know how you describe this because the picture is like you're. It's not like. Well, I see a contract, but I don't think it's a literal sign the paper contract. But you know, you have a contract for permanent employment, and at will permanent employment. You know what I mean by at will?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. All employers are at will in California.
So, yeah, it's permanent, but it's permanent with, you know, stipulations that you're a good person and you don't do anything stupid.
Yeah,
you know, like
really.
burn the building down, you know, shoot guns in the office, things like that. Yeah, you'll be fine. You don't do that stuff anyway.
And will it be medical insurance or will it be I love that company. I'm so sad that it's closing. I wish I could have stayed with them. But will the next job be more medical insurance?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You'll get your little card. I see you getting your little card that you get to carry around with you when you go to the doctor, and they say, "Can we see your insurance?" And you plop, here it is. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You go to the doctor very often?
Well, I had two major surgeries.
Only for emergencies, right? Only for emergencies.
At this point, yes.
Yeah, that's you're fine.
And some therapy for my hand.
Well, that's an emergency, isn't it?
Well, I'm getting back my range of motion, yeah. Okay, so
yeah,
there will not be a lapse in my employment?
I'm not sensing, let's say it this way, I'm not sensing a big gap in time, okay? I'm not sensing a big gap in time. I'm not sensing you being worried about employment.
Huh.
I'm feeling that your transition will be smooth.
Okay, I embrace that concept.
Okay,
and
then keep the vision of it. Keep the feeling going. Keep the energy about that. Keep that alive within you, that everything's going to be fine. It's all going to work out in a very positive way for me. Just keep that going.
Will I be comfortable at Verizon until I get the new job?
Comfortable. Wow, all these questions. Let's see. Will you be comfortable? Spirit, stop it. Don't give me these expressions I can't tell her. It's kind of like a pig and it's whatever. You know what I mean? Kind of happy camper. You know how a pig likes to roll around in the mud and stuff and has so much fun, right? That's the picture they're showing me. They gave me a little more graphic expression, but yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yes, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll have fun.
Okay, my supervisor is a lady named Erica. She looks like a nice person.
She has her moments, but for the most part, she's a good person, okay? Everybody has their moments. You just don't want to ruffle her feathers. Don't ruffle the feathers. But you don't. You don't feather ruffler anyway. Okay, I'm going to let you go. Have a beautiful day and evening. Just stay positive. It's going to be good. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye now. Have some fun this weekend. Gotta celebrate your new life.
Okay.
How good is it? Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, 562-443-111 and 608. You're still there, aren't you? Yes, you are. You're not going away. I'm kidding. Of course you're not going to go away. You're having too much fun to go away. I hope you're having too much fun to just go away and disappear. Hello?
Hi, this is Rondrea. Yeah.
Rondrea. I love that. What a cool name.
Oh, thank you.
It is a very cool name. What's going on with you today?
Oh, nothing much. I just I'm in California as well. I just wanted to know, do you see
you're in the Long Beach area, right?
I'm in Long Beach.
Yeah, see, the area code. I wasn't cyclically picking up that up. Okay, what's the question here? Let's peer into your future. Don't give me a lot of details.
Okay, I just wanted to see what future events that should I look out for.
No. Let's stay positive. You know, we're going to do positive stuff, though. I never do negative because negative's not fun. Because you don't want to think about negative. You don't want to worry about stuff, do you? Do you really?
Oh, no. No.
No, you want to see positive stuff.
Can I see what Spirit has to say? Oh,
yeah, well, that's what I'm going to try to tell you anyway. But they're not going to warn you about anything. They're just going to tell you what to do, where you're going.
Oh.
They want to look at the positive stuff that you're going.
Okay.
The word I get for you more than anything, and this is what comes out. Are you working now?
No, I get SSI.
Yeah, but you have new opportunities coming to you. New opportunities coming to you before Christmas. New opportunities. So it might be another way of earning some money. I know you're saying you get SSI, but there's other opportunities coming to you in the near future to earn more money, to get more money, to get more money. I use the word get versus earn because it feels like it's money coming to you or opportunities coming to you. I know you don't want to jeopardize what you get, but I'm feeling that there will be opportunities for you to have more money. Okay, coming up before Christmas, that you will be able to celebrate Christmas and feel good about it and not feel like you're financially drained. Does that feel good? That feels good, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that you're going to be overly extravagant and go out and buy expensive jewelry for people, but you'll have fun. It'll be good. You'll have a good Christmas this year, holiday season. You know, I'll give you one thing. You know, I said I wasn't going to give you any negative things. But the one thing I see or feel about you, because with the holiday season, it can be very stressful coming up, especially around Thanksgiving. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I feel like there's certain relatives or close friends that you have to be really careful about being around because they can be very negative and put you down all the time, and you really need to avoid those people. Those mean there's more than one. So you have to be really careful this year of not getting caught up in their negativity about you, okay? And it feels female more than male, but it feels female more than male. So I would be really careful of avoiding people, especially women. And they're either friends or relatives, but they could be a little bit of a mix of both. They're gonna try to give you a bad time, and I wouldn't let them. I would avoid them, okay? Because you want to have fun this holiday season. You don't have fun. You don't
cut a friend off. You're probably talking about that. I cut a friend off named Tanya. What do you pick up about her?
Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Don't think about her. Okay. Don't worry about her. Yeah, your best bet, because there's some other people too, but I would say be careful with these people, not letting them back in, because they're pariahs is the word I get. Do you know what I mean by that?
Oh, basically they're just negative people, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and they feed off your positive energy. They feed off your energy. They like to be negative, okay? They like to treat you in a negative way because they feed off of that, and that's not good. So basically you're – what I get for you is new opportunities for additional money, and I'm not sure where it's coming from, but just be open to it.
Okay.
Okay? Have a good
thank
one.
You.
Enjoy Halloween. It's coming up.
Okay.
You do good vampire, I think. I get a feeling you're a good vampire. She's going, no, I'm not. I'm not a vampire. Yes, you are. Okay?
Okay.
Take care. Have fun. Bye now.
Okay, you too. Bye.
See, I told her what to be for Halloween. A vampire. She's going, no, I don't want to be a vampire. Yes, you must be a vampire. No, I'm kidding. You don't have to. Hey, we could do that too. So what do you want to be for Halloween? I mean, I don't know if you're going to do it or not. That's your thing. But I got some other callers. I got a 443 and then I got a 2111s. I mean, those 212111s. But I got a 608 in the middle. That makes sense. I don't know if it does. I'm so confused. Hello.
Hello.
Never confuse the psychics. Never confuse them because then they kind of go off into weird tangents. Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Kathy.
Kathy, are you in the South somewhere? Ooh. I'm just playing with you. You're in South Carolina or were in South Carolina at one time?
No, Maryland.
Yeah, see, the South. Okay, well, that's not the South. That's those border states during the Civil War,
Mid-Atlantic.
Right? Mid-Atlantic. But you still got a Southern kind of thing going there, dear.
We do have a house in Florida.
Well, see, well, that's not really the South, though.
No.
I mean, in the full sense of the word. You know,
that
it depends
on
where in Florida. North Florida is more southern. Southern Florida is not southern in the full sense of the word, no. Unless you speak Spanish with a southern accent in Miami, then you're cool, right? That would be kind of a different South, wouldn't it? Spanish with a southern accent. I've never heard that. Okay, so what's going on with you today? Okay, what's going on?
I guess I'll ask about my spiritual journey.
Oh, you want to know where it's going?
Yeah.
You want to see where spirit's taking you on that? What are you doing now that's so exciting about your spiritual journey?
Reading books.
You know what, dear? No, but you're a healer, so stop. You can read all you want, but you're a healer. You know that.
Yes.
You are. You are a healer. That's the first thing I got. So you're going to expand that in the future. Okay? You have different ways of healing people. You're very empathic, aren't you? You can tell, you can read people pretty well and what's going on them. So there's a lot of medical intuitiveness in you. That's what I hear. I don't know. You could say I'm crazy, but that's what I get. That you can look at somebody and go, ooh, what is wrong with your knees, right?
I don't know. I haven't done that part yet.
Well, you got to do that part. You know, not that you're going to walk up to people in the street and go, you have cancer, you're dying in a week, you never do that. You know, I'm playing with you, but, you know, that would be like, that would be such a waste of a gift, right? Yeah, like, no, but you can tell. People come to you and go, oh, yeah, I can tell. Yeah, you need to do, you know, always confirming, to go to your, go see your physicians, but this is what we can do energy-wise, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're good. What's the problem?
No,
you're not fully embracing your gifts yet, dear.
Well, I'm waiting for some bolt of lightning or something.
Oh, don't wait for a bolt of light. You know what? Okay, let me give you this real quick, and you think about this one for a while. It's not about waiting for it; it's asking for it and allowing it. So, if you ask for the bolt of lightning.
And I'll get it.
Yeah, well, you got to ask and then be open to it. You got to ask and then allow. You have to be in that right frame of state, that right environment, that vibration to receive. But just ask, open me up to my gifts to use them fully and completely to help others.
I'll do that.
And then just meditate on it. Meditate on it. Okay, I'm ready. Okay, guys, I'm ready. Pop me open.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pop me open. Yeah. So you can
first
do this.
First time, though, I've heard medical. Normally, it's like when I have a conversation with someone, they said I was like a healing kind of person.
You are, but you can do medical stuff. Or you can intuitively know where there's an issue and apply energy to that. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not psychological. It could be, but it's more emotional. But you know what? I'll give you this, and this is from a person who's done this in the past, not to spend a lot of time on this, but when you intuitively know what's going on in somebody, and a lot of the times it's an energy problem, like a negative energy pocket in somebody's body. It's either been caused by the disease or causes the disease. And if you really get good at this, you remove the energy. Not put energy in, but remove the energy and give them positive energy. You can learn to do that. Okay?
Isn't that what Reiki is? Is that what Reiki is?
Well, Reiki is like that. Reiki's a lot of times, Reiki's putting in energy, but then you have to turn it around sometimes and say, okay, this is where I feel it. Let me pull it out and then put it somewhere
uh-huh.
else, like
in a
stick or a piece of wood or something. Anytime mm-hmm. you take something out of somebody, like energy, you're removing energy, you have to put it somewhere, like in the earth, like it, or in a stick or something that you can transfer the energy into, and then you bury that, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to leave it. But you do this, dear. You can do this. Just say, I'm ready.
Okay, I'll
if you're
tell
doing great, if you're taking Reiki already, just say, I'm ready.
I've taken it.
I'm ready. You're ready. You're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
Go for it.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye now. Did she believe me? I don't know if she believed me. Okay, I have a 111. I know I got two of you guys. One of them's before the other, so don't panic if I don't take you first. And then I have a 608 between the 111s. It's got to be a Skype thing, right? It's got to be a Skype thing. Hello.
Hi there, George. This is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. How is Jeanette today?
Well, I was a little discontented before, and so what's one of the reasons of my call. I just not to give you too much information, I'm wanting to know about my future career movement.
You want to know when or why?
I know
you know why.
Obviously, I would like to know when and what. And
When do I see a change or an upgrade?
Yeah.
I guess the word upgrade more than anything is.
Yes.
The word, first word I get is upgrade. Like there's going to be an upgrade. You're frustrated with self-employment right now, aren't you?
Well, I'm frustrated with, settling for things that just are not feeling in alignment.
Ooh, that's a tough one, isn't it? Yeah, that's yucky.
Yeah.
That's yucky stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I hear. This is exactly how I heard it for you. Before the end of the year. So we haven't got much time left here, do we? Before the end of the year, things will open up to you, or opportunity will open you up to embrace your true identity, true self. So that you will have opportunities to embrace your true being. Does that make sense to you? Follow what I'm saying here? That's what I hear it as.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you're not using yourself 100%. You're functioning at about 30 to 40%, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to get up to the 80% level soon. You can do that.
Yes.
But you've been praying on this or meditating on this?
Yes, I have been.
Okay, well the answer is you'll be answered soon. You'll be answered. Just stay positive about it. What do you want to do? What would you love to do? In a perfect world, what would you be doing? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes, but
yes.
Tell me.
I actually am still refining that. I would like to do more empowerment, work.
Define it for me. See, here's what you got to do. And I've been around this business world and this sort of thing for a long time. And I was in business management. And one of the things you have to do when you get into your own personal thing, whatever it is you have to be able to say in one sentence what you want to be. One sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You have a mission statement, a one sentence mission statement. So now sometimes that's not real specific. It's more general, but it's like an umbrella statement. Do you know what I mean by an umbrella statement?
Yes. Yes. So for me,
it's about
raising the conscious awareness, empowerment, and inspiration. It's all kind of, for me, being able to bring that into full bloom. Where I am actually contributing that.
So you're asking that for the universe just to allow you, to give you the opportunity to inspire and empower other people.
That's correct.
Right?
Thank you.
Simply,
simply
put. And then just be open to it. You'll get it. You know, you already have the gifts and talents to do that. You just need to decide that's what I want to do.
Right. The hardest part is kind of keeping my mouth shut right now where I'm at, in the position that I'm at. This is a lot of dysfunction, and it's just been, it's like I'm up to here, like above my head.
Okay. Well, I'm going to spend too much more time on this because I have other callers, but all you can do is give people hope is what I hear. Give people hope.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Give people hope.
Well, I think I do that. I do that.
So that's all you leave it at. But you will be more empowered soon. You'll get up to the 80% thing soon. You'll do well. You just need to. And see, here's the other thing I was hearing for you, before you said that, and I didn't want to interrupt you, but I want to say this anyway to you, that what you need to do is how we confuse the universe is give mixed messages where we don't define it enough. So this is what I want to do. And then tomorrow is like, oh, maybe I don't want to do that. Maybe I want to do this. Oh, maybe I want to do that. So really define what you want to do when you put it to the universe. Don't give mixed messages and bounce around. Really define what you want to be. Okay? And you'll get it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's like asking a parent for toys. And you go, no, I want this toy. No, I want that toy. No, I want this toy. And you only get one toy, but you can't make up your mind. So you know what toy you want to play with.
let me see if I can clarify the statement that you kind of put on that umbrella statement that you put into words. Is that clear enough?
Yeah, all you're saying is I want to be empower. Yeah. I want to use my gifts and talents to empower and inspire people, right?
Right. And I'm not exactly sure how that looks right now. However,
okay, no, that's cool. That's the universe's part. The how part's
cool.
Their part. Your
cool.
Part is just knowing what you want.
Perfect.
Got it?
Okay. I'm good to go.
I'm going to let you go. Have a beautiful day. Take care.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye now. Yeah, sometimes we have to try to figure out everything. That's why we have all this spiritual connection. That's why there's God and the universe and spirit and, you know, higher selves and source energy to help us get the how part going for us. Okay, so I got a 608-111 and a 949 numbers. I'll try to keep them briefer. I really will try to keep them briefer. Briefer? Is that brief? More brief? Less brief? I don't know. Okay, let me take the call. I'm just kidding. So, oops. Okay. I'm sorry, 608. I jumped ahead and got the other one. Please
Hello.
Hang in there, 608. Hello, how are you? And who am I speaking to?
You are speaking with Kimberly. How's it going?
Hi, Kimberly. You're very precise in the way you say that. So, I'm well. What is Kimberly up to? I like the way you say that, Kimberly.
I'm just up and about, trying to stay on a positive path.
Good for you. So what's on your mind, Kimberly?
Let's see. What's on my mind? I would like to know if my financial situation will clear up within the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Why not? haven't you set that intention already?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Are you working on your intention?
Yeah, actually, I have a job, but it's not the dream job. Oh.
Okay. So you want to know if you're getting another job? Where do I see you in 6 weeks?
Yes.
Where does spirit see?
Yes. Yes.
With a bump in income. With a bump in income. So that might be another job, but a bump in income is where I see you, and it's before the end of November. In a bump
nice.
In income. Yeah, but you gotta be open to this though. You can't just sit at home and watch TV. You gotta be open to this.
No, not at all. No. I rarely watch TV, so I'm definitely
I'm teasing you,
open
but,
to it.
But you got it.
I know.
Yeah,
okay.
Here's what I hear for you. You need to think about this. Set where you want to be financially.
Okay. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Set where you want to be. And tell the universe, demand from the universe, I want to be at this place. Now, if you fall a little short of it, kind of go above what you normally would want. If you want $40 an hour, then you might want to bump it to 45 or 50 just because, you know, let the universe kind of work back to what's reasonable. But you'll get there.
Okay.
Absolutely. I want X amount of money because I deserve it. I absolutely deserve
this.
Okay. Don't you?
And I do too. Yeah, of course
okay.
I do, yes.
Well, then believe that and go for it.
Okay.
You get
so
it.
You think it will be – oh, okay. I can't wait.
Before the end of November, you're going to get this bump. Now, only the only reason you're not going to get it is you.
Okay,
ooh.
All right.
And
it's
by
me.
Being negative
okay.
And go – you know what I mean? Don't get negative.
I kind of know what you mean. Okay, I'm not. You know what? For the last past week or two, I have not been negative. Like, if I go onto a negative path, I kind of switch it right back over to a positive question, or I just try to stay on a positive path. I'll just let the negative just I'll wait, and I'll just let it sit for a second, then I'll just start thinking the positive again. It's been healthy.
Excellent. Okay, I got to let you go. I got somebody who's been waiting
okay,
for a while.
Okay, thank you, George. Okay,
yep.
I'll talk to you in about a month, by the end of November, okay? Okay, bye.
Bye now. Now, I have this another caller, 608 number, that I unintentionally bypassed you, so I apologize for that. That was my fault. See, I don't have a screener that can kind of be more organized than I am sometimes. Hello.
Hi, this is Jill. No problem. I know I'm going to talk to you later. One quick, what's going to happen good for me in the future? quick.
Love.
Really?
Sorry. You asked me a question, and the first thing that came in was love, okay?
So I'm finally going to meet somebody?
Well, I didn't say that. You wanted a quick answer. I give you a quick answer. It's love.
Okay.
Now, love can be from a lot of different places, and we can talk more about that. But love, yeah, love is the thing that's going to be key in your life in the near future, okay?
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Love. We all want love, don't we? Don't we want love? I mean, but love is not just like a romantic love. We want family that loves us. We have our pets that, you know, dogs. Yeah, really. Yeah. Wouldn't it be kind of frustrating to have a dog that didn't love us? Like, really? Is that possible for a dog to not love us? Well, it depends on us or towards our dogs. Okay, nine. Wait a minute. I got a 949 number here. Okay, so I'm going to take that number. Wait a minute. You guys are jumping all over the place. Jumping. So 949. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Yes, I was calling in regards to my relationship.
Wait a minute. Time out. Do you have a name first?
Oh, I was trying to rush it because you have. I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay, so your name is?
My name is Selena.
Selena. Ah,
yes.
Okay. Very good. So what's going on for you, with you?
Yeah, I've been having some little rocky time here with my relationship, and I wanted to find out from you, do you see it smoothing out?
Okay, first initial of the individual you're concerned about. First initial.
Yes.
That's all I want. Yes.
R.
So you want to know about you and R. And is it going to – where I see you to, let's say, in a month from now, right? This is about a good time frame, right? You got it.
Yeah.
Let's see where you're at, you and Art. Okay. Well, you really want this? I mean, what I hear is still squabbling, still fighting a little bit, still squabbling. So let's go further out because you this does not come to an end. It resolved itself in the next month or so, which is kind of frustrating, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know why I get that. I wanted to be more positive, but that's what I heard, got from Spirit. You're still kind of upset at him over things, okay? And that's
okay.
In November. Okay, and I'm looking out a little bit further into December, January, Christmas time. And what I hear for you, now, you may not like this, but I hear for you is a new man enters your life. A new man enters your life. Okay? I don't know what you do with the R guy. I don't know where you're going to dump him on the side of the road, throw him out of the car. I have no idea. But there's somebody new that's refreshing, yeah, for you, coming in your life before Christmas. That's what I get. So we'll see what happens. Are you ready for something new? Or you want to just work this one out?
Well, I'm trying to work this one out, but, you know, I'm open to whatever the universe has for me.
Right. So I just keep, you know, and I don't want to poison the well about you and this gentleman, but I do get somebody coming into your life. And why will you like this person? That's what I want to get. What is it about him? Well, first of all, he's a gentleman. Okay? He's a gentleman. He's attentive, which is good. But not overly. He's not clingy, but attentive. Does that make sense? Follow me?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And very stable. Very stable emotionally. Maybe too stable at times, but he's stable emotionally. So he's like the rock-solid kind of guy. Rock-solid kind of guy. Attention to you, towards you. I think you really want the stability in somebody, the stability, not just financially, but emotional stability. He's not all over the place. He kind of knows what he wants and where to go get it.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Good for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Good for you. Good for you. Just hold on for it. Hold out to it. Okay?
Okay.
You'll get it. That, I hate to kick R to the curb, but that I don't know why I hear that. But we'll see what happens. Maybe he'll turn around. Maybe he'll become what you want. But no, I don't hear that. No, no. So, yeah, I hate doing that, but that's what I get.
Okay.
But you'll be in love. You'll be in love. Absolutely, positively, 100% in love. Absolutely. Okay?
Okay.
Enjoy
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. Bye now.
Bye.
She really wanted R to work out, didn't she? Now, I mean, I got to be, like, really. Yeah, she really wanted that to work out. I hate to tell people that. But we'll see what happens. Maybe he'll turn around. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I just really clearly saw somebody else coming into her life that's going to sweep her off her feet, and she's going to just like go, ooh, wow. Okay, I have another 111, and I'm not sure which one's which. I mean, because I don't have Eric other than 111. I think the 511. Okay, I think you've been holding less, so maybe we'll try this one, see if it's which one's which.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Who am I speaking to?
This is Jane.
Jane or Jean?
Jane? Jane.
Jane. I got it. I'm not going to mix that up with somebody else. So what's going on?
Well, do you see any positive changes coming up for me as far as work and relationships?
Well, all of the above. You got everything you want to change in your life. Why? I mean, that's like the full Monty. It's like everything. I want to change my whole life. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Yeah, it's like you're kind of stuck right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm very stuck
it's like,
where I'm at.
It's like the first in the mud going, I want out of this mud thing. I want into clear water. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the exact words I get for you. And it's 2017, it's not now, but it's the first part of the year. It's not too far into the year. I get the words rebirth. It's like the phoenix rising for you. You're a phoenix rising. You're going into your glory next year. That's
okay.
Cool, isn't it? Yeah. You're a good person. You're a good person. You deserve everything in the world, everything, right?
Well,
but you know what, dear, this is what I hear about you, and you think about this, and I'm not trying to be critical of you. You know the old thing with the merry-go-round where there's the brass ring and people are supposed to grab the brass ring? You've heard that story before, right?
Yeah.
You don't grab the brass ring. You don't grab at it. You don't make an effort to grab the brass ring enough. You don't seize what you want.
Yeah, that's
you let it, true. You let it pass by.
Yeah.
So it's time for you to start grabbing at that ring, grabbing at what you want in life, because you'll get it. You grab for it, you'll get it. You might miss a couple times, but don't worry about that, because you'll get it. You'll get the brass ring. You'll fly, but you got to make that effort. That's what I hear about you. You're very withdrawn and very shy in some ways, right?
Yes, I am.
Very reserved person. But once you get passionate about something you see coming up in your life, you really have to step up to the plate. Okay? Swing for the fence.
Okay.
Using another expression. Because you asked about relationships, right?
Uh-huh.
If you're gonna have a good relationship.
Yeah.
And I'm sensing yes, but you can't be too shy about it. Okay?
Okay.
You know, and I know you're very reserved, and it's hard probably for you to flirt in some ways, but you got to do it. You got to show interest in your own way.
Okay.
Not you can't be flamboyantly, you know, throw yourself in somebody's arms, but you can show interest, and you got to do that. When you see something you like, it's time to show interest.
Okay.
Got it? Because you'll meet it.
Yeah.
You'll meet people. You'll meet people, but you can't let them go away.
Okay.
You got it? You understand me? You understand this, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. You see this happening next year, the change
everything coming up for you next year, but now you have to seize the opportunities that the universe will provide you. and you need to jump on them and said, well, maybe, well, no, you know, just maybe I don't deserve it. No, yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yeah, I
okay?
know.
You deserve it. No, no excuses. You deserve it. So go for it.
I will.
Because you're going to meet somebody, you're going to meet somebody in the not too distant future where you're going to have to put a little bit of effort in it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? A guy asks you out or wants to go do coffee or something, and you kind of don't make excuses. Just do it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I have to watch my dog tonight. You know, no. Yeah, dog will be okay.
Well,
I don't know if you have a dog, but you know
him.
What I mean.
Sorry? Yeah, I got to like him and be attracted to
well,
him.
Well, obviously you got to like him. You got to be attracted to him. But you can't just say, oh, I don't know if I deserve this. You know what I mean? You got to go for it.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
just go for it. You'll get it. Okay, absolutely.
All right.
Got it?
Yeah, got it. Thank you.
You got it. You'll do it. You're the Phoenix Rising. Just think of yourself as the Phoenix Rising. You're coming out of the ashes into a brand new rebirth of life where everything you want falls into your lap.
Yeah.
Then you have to get up and seize it. Okay? Got it?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
Thank you. You do
Thanks.
That. Okay. You, please do that for yourself.
I will.
Very good. Call me back. If you need some encouragement, do it.
I will. Okay.
Okay. Take care. Bye now.
Thanks. Okay.
Yeah, it's hard for some people, and I know that. I've been there. You know, you see something you want, and you kind of hesitate, and you go, well, do I deserve that? Well, she's like, whoa, can I have that one? You know, God's throwing people in front of you or things in front of you, opportunities in front of you, and you're going, oh, I'm not sure if I deserve that. You know, am I worthy? Of course you are. You know, it's that expression. People come into your life or situations come into your life for a purpose. You have to find out what the purpose is for them. Or you know, you have to kind of take a little bit of initiative and go, I'm going to figure this one out. I'm going to find out why this person's in my life or why this opportunity is being. And then you can say, nah, you know, it's not worth it. Nah, yeah, wrong. See it, out of my life. You know, you don't take a whole lot of time to decide that something's not right for you. Only, you know. Like, one psychologist I was reading was talking about dating. You can tell in the first 10 minutes if somebody really connects with you and you connect with somebody. So it only takes, you know, you don't have to spend the weekend together in Las Vegas to figure this out. It takes you 10 minutes and you go, oh, yeah, this is worth going forward. You just have to pay attention to the little things, the subtle things about somebody. You have to tell, does it feel good to be with this person? Do they make you laugh? Do you enjoy their company? Do you have a lot of our interests? They always talk about themselves. Or do they want to know about me? That's one of the keys in dating. You know, think about this one for a while. I'm off on a tangent here and I only have about a minute and a half left. But for dating, think about this for dating. You go out, meet somebody, and you spend some time with a person. Are they really interested in your world, what you do, what you are about? Do they show a lot of interest in you, or all they want to do is talk about themselves and everything they've accomplished? You know, that's one of the keys in dating, because you really want somebody who's interested in you and wants to know about your life and what you're into and what you like, because then they're showing interest in you and you reciprocate, you do the same thing, and then you get this kind of nice little flow going on in a relationship, and it's a beautiful thing. So think about that when you meet somebody. How does it flow? Is the conversation back and forth and interested in each other, or is it just one-sided? You know, even if you're shy, you still want to talk about yourself a little bit. Okay, yeah, because shy people, when they meet something they want, they usually will put themselves out a little bit more than normal. So think about that. Okay, it's been fun. You guys are really great to talk to. I really like you guys. And I've had some fun, and I love you. I will be back on Monday. We'll do more of this. Again, if you want more of an extended reading, and I know I go on and on with some people, but the messenger.info, contact me. We can do a little bit more, get a little bit more depth into your lives and what's going on in your future. And, yes, so I love you guys. I said that, didn't I? And have a great weekend. Have some fun. Enjoy yourselves. Bye now.